Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Listen, it's the Vert Show.
Kaylee here, our sound producer, questioning a pastor and the Lord. How dare you?
I'm really not questioning him. I just actually I really liked him. He was
liked past tense.
Mm-hmm. No, I really like him.
He
was a charming everybody. The Lord and the past tense. So my son has been in travel baseball. He's 10 years old for the past 2 years. Now travel baseball in and of itself is kind of a racket.
It's competitive.
It's beyond competitive. It's expensive. I think it's wearing on the kids.
Time-consuming for the parents to drive all over the state or states.
Or just like when there's these tournaments, and I think we did 11 tournaments. That means 11 weekends, 3 to 5 games over 2 days. I mean, MLB players don't even play like that many games.
Were you secretly from time to time?
Oh, yes, Bert.
Hoping that your son's team would lose in the first two games.
Please lose so I can have please lose so I can go home, get out of the sun, and have just a little smidge of my weekend back.
Been there, man.
But at the same time, I really like it. I like watching my son play. I like watching him practice. I'm at every practice. And I mean, with Travel League, you're at like 3 practices a week.
It's a large commitment.
It is a large commitment. After this season ended, I was like, you know what? I think I'm going to pull him out of travel ball and go back to rec for a season, because at 10 years old, it's not like people are scouting out my 10-year-old like to play in high school yet. So we had kind of decided that, but then my wife was like, we should still take him to some of these tryouts. And I'm like, why? If we're not doing travel ball and we're not going to spend $1,500 to $4,000, depending on what, you know.
$4,000 for a season of travel ball?
Well, it's more like a year. That would consist of like fall and spring, which, you know, with rec, you're just paying for that season.
Okay.
Like, so fall. But it's a lot. You know, all the kids have the bags that are all look the same. So, you know, they're selling the gear and all that stuff. And it's just, you know, in some of these prestigious clubs, that's what you'll pay, $4,000.
So, I just want to clarify. So $4,000 only covers the league, does not cover hotel, gas.
No.
Oh, yeah, we can do this. For those of you guys that don't know, wait for the phone lines to light up on this. Shock these guys with how much money you're spending on your kids' travel or your kids' events. It will shock you. 1-855-VIRTUAL from swimming, ice skating, softball, baseball. 1-855-BIRD Show. You won't believe the numbers.
And a lot of times, like for us, we didn't do any out-of-state travel. So when they say travel, we might go to, you know, Gainesville, which is like an hour and a half away. Or okay, we might go. So it would be within the state. It's, you don't have to get a hotel room.
That whole equestrian world, you won't believe the numbers.
If you do go out of state.
Yeah, but that involves at least a horse, and I know those are expensive.
No, there are some. Like,
you know where your money going.
There are some teams that do. They'll go to Panama City. And some of these tournaments are a week long. Mm. Can you imagine? I mean, a week long. So, yeah, I don't even know. But so my wife's like, we'll still take them to the tryouts because it's like free lessons, you know. It's like a 2-hour tryout and just see how he is comparing. But a lot of times these teams, because they groom the same kids, a lot of the time these teams have been consisted of the same kids for so long, and they're looking for 2 kids, let's say, and they're trying out 60. So unless you are extremely, like, I don't know how you even stand out in that. Hopefully you're having a good day.
At least back in the day, the tryouts weren't for instruction, though. Like, they tried you out, and they didn't really tell you what you were doing right or wrong.
Oh, no, they don't.
Yeah.
And some of these groups charge for the tryouts as well.
All right.
Yeah, like $60 a kid. And if they've got 60 kids coming through, I mean, they're making some money.
So what was the suggestion from the pastor that turned you off?
Well, this is, the coach, second tryout I took him to, and we have played this team before in travel ball. I had never really heard from the coach, and it kind of mid-tryout, he addresses all the parents and introduces himself and, you know, thanks everyone for coming out and kind of gives the rundown on if, you know, he's very busy. He's not going to call 60 individual parents and explain why their kid is not getting on the team. He's going to send a mass email. If you're invited, you better respond yes quickly because he's not holding a spot. Don't tell him, I'll get back to you in a few days.
And I'm charging you $200 to send me back an email.
But what he did say, which was unique about this team, is that, you know, it was going to be $1,500 at the minimum, which I think for the team we were on last season, it was like $1,200. So it was on the lower ring, but it could be a little bit more. But if your child brings in a sponsor, which this was never even offered, I never even thought about it, 80% of whatever sponsor money your kid could raise would go towards that $1,500.
Okay.
And then he hit me with, is anybody here have a problem with guns? And I was like,
like firearms?
Yes. And I was like, he's like, because I love guns. And last season we did a gun raffle, which pretty much paid for every kid on the team's $1,500. And I was like, that's fantastic. Well, I was like, you're giving something the kids, people want to buy. Like, there's no problem with that. You ain't trying to sell cookies. Like, oh, I got to buy these damn cookies. Oh, you can get a rifle?
Things have really evolved.
$20, you could probably.
How much?
Every kid paid for themselves
damn
with the gun raffle. And he's like, so I'll probably bring that back. And I was like, oh, this is controversial. So,
is there anything more American than baseball and guns?
Which, by the way, Cassie and I are very excited to have our Meet the Moms play date with Georgia Moms for Change this Saturday to discuss common sense, gun laws, and gun control and safety in our schools.
But go ahead and raffle off a gun to raise money for your kids'
baseball.
I'm
setting you guys up right now. It's perfect. I just set it up and you just knock it out.
Neat.
Okay, there could be a lot more gun raffles, because wait till you hear some of the prizes that people are paying in travel ball. Oni, good morning. You're on the Burt Show. Hi.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Good. All right. Shock these guys. How much did you spend last year on your kids' activity, and what was it?
$9,500.
On what?
On traveling and football. We were in California. New Orleans, Florida, a couple of times, actually. Alabama. We were all over the place.
$9,500.
Is this kid an NFL prospect?
Better be.
He better be. Well, we're going to take a break after this year because mama's pockets are real low.
Yeah, no doubt.
How old is he?
We're taking an off year this year. He's starting middle school. And, I was shocked at myself because I didn't realize I had that amount of money. It's been, so.
Middle school? Did you say middle school?
Yeah.
Starting.
He's starting sixth grade this year.
$9,500 for a middle schooler to play football.
For that $9,500, did he at least get a ring or a trophy?
We got all the things.
I bet you did.
$9,500, just starting middle school. Good morning, Joy. You're part of the Burt Show. Hi.
Hey, everybody. How y'all doing?
Fantastic. Thank you for calling. How much did you spend in what sport?
So this year it's going to be probably around $8,000. I have two girls and they're in competition cheer.
Ooh, that's really
cool. Wow.
So what are you paying for?
So we pay for the monthly fee for them to attend, you know, practice. Okay. And then you have the choreography fee. Then you have the hotels and the competition fees, and you're paying the coaches. Like, it's everything, but it's still a lot. They're only in elementary school, but
what?
Now, at least the middle school football mom could be like, okay, maybe eventually my kid makes it to the NFL. I'm gonna get this money right. back. Professional right. cheerleading, I think you're kind of screwed here, Joy. You're not going to see that money back.
Do cheerleaders get scholarships?
Yes. They do.
Yep.
Yep.
So you got that going for you.
Yeah, that's something. What we're trying for. Yeah. But we got.
And here is Chris. Good morning. You're on the Burt Show. Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. All right. How much are we talking about?
Look, $8,000. Burt, you know this. Travel, ECNL soccer. And my child played from the time she was 5 years old. Until she was 13.
Dang.
Wow. Yes. Freshman year in high school. That's a freshman year in high school. And she says, you know what? I don't want to play in college. I'm like, what?
That's not an option.
You're yes, like, you do.
You are going to kick a ball yeah, when soccer. You go to college.
I see my kid's expenses when it comes to soccer, and he's not even an ECNL. Chelsea, last call on this. This one's going to blow you away. You guys ready?
No.
Okay, yes. Go ahead, Chelsea.
Give it to me.
$22,000 spent on dance.
Dance?
Well, dance.
Your no, best
dance
friend. No, she didn't do it, but she's like, I'm going to tattle on my best friend and pay for that because that is ludicrous.
I really am. Yeah. I mean, between costumes and travel, like, the Nationals was $2,400 just for 3 days of dancing without even the travel expenses.
Dang, yeah. Man. $22,000 for dance.
Ooh. I'd be like, here, baby, here's a poem. I got my name.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.